Well, people have very genuine and justifiable fears about the septic tank charges being introduced by the government. Of course, there's three elements to it, essentially. There's the registration fee, which is based at €50. Then there's the appeal fees, which are somewhere between €20 and €200. We're not entirely sure yet, but the most devastating aspect of this piece of legislation is the fact that the legislation will criminalise people with septic tanks, requesting that they bring those septic tanks up to an adequate standard as set out by the Environmental Protection Agency, and the costs associated with that upgrade works could in fact be as high as €17,000, and they're not my words, they're the words of the financial memorandum attached to the legislation from the Department of the Environment.
So 200 people turned out here. Where can these people, where can we go from here to oppose this bill?
Well, I've held a number of meetings throughout the constituency in relation to this bill. Other community groups are also holding public meetings in relation to this piece of legislation. As you know, the bill entered the Senedd last week, where the second stage bill was read, passed by Fine Gael and Labour senators, much to the opposition of Fianna Fáil and other senators. The bill comes into the Senedd next week for the committee stage amendments to the bill, which will be held on Wednesday afternoon. I have, on behalf of Fianna Fáil, been preparing amendments to the legislation, and to date I have approximately 75 amendments prepared, which will go to the Bills Office in the Oireachtas this morning, Monday morning. And I'm hoping that the government and the Minister for the Environment will not do what they did last week and stifle democracy by not allowing us to debate and to raise our democratic opinions on behalf of the people. That's what we're seeking to do. Fianna Fáil has very serious amendments which would protect people in rural areas while at the same time addressing some of the issues which are being impacted upon us from Europe. I would hope that the Minister for the Environment and Fine Gael and Labour senators, together with the government, would listen, would allow the democratic process in the Oireachtas to take its course so that we could have a real debate on these issues and follow on from the debate which was held in the Senedd last week.
Now, Fianna Fáil are strongly opposing this proposed legislation, but did Fianna Fáil not originally propose this legislation?
No, absolutely not. This legislation was not proposed by Fianna Fáil. This legislation is clearly coming as a result of the European Court of Justice ruling in May of this year. It's a knee-jerk reaction by a government who has not thought out the legislation. It's coming from Minister Phil Hogan, who effectively is the Minister for Stealth Taxes, and we are opposing the legislation. We have alternative solutions. I will be presenting those alternative solutions in the Senedd on Wednesday, and those solutions will mean that no household in the country will in fact have to pay for the upgrade of septic tanks or for any of the registration charges thereon. It will be started by the government and the Environmental Protection Agency sharing the burden or sharing the money available for the maintenance and servicing of urban wastewater treatment systems to cover septic tanks as well, and by offering every household in the country with a septic tank the option of, at the wish of the householder, having one de-sludging made available, paid for under the Water Service Programme once per year. That's the first step we're proposing to take, and I will be presenting the other Fianna Fáil proposals in the Senedd in due course on Wednesday and on Thursday of this week. But I do hope at this early stage in the week that's in it that the government will not try and stifle the debate, will not try and block what we have to say, and will not try and block what I have to say on behalf of the hundreds of people who have attended public meetings and who have made representations to me over the last couple of months on this very important issue. And it's an issue as well that Fianna Fáil councillors in Donegal are working very hard on. They are proposing making proposals at a council level. They have met with Eamon O'Keefe, they have met with the party leader, and I think that it's very important that the grassroots-up approach in terms of this legislation, which would effectively close down rural Ireland, that it's important that we debate it, that we have a dialogue, and that all of the views are listened to, and that we can come up with a much better and more fairer piece of legislation rather than the draconian discriminatory piece of legislation which is being brought forward by Phil Hogan at this time.